The Botanical Garden's Bob Brackman says Rodrigo Garagaza's five steel pieces have an interesting origin.
He was inspired by the playing jacks that we all enjoyed playing with when we were children. So he's made very huge playing jacks. He's an emerging artist from Mexico City. He chose to have his art exhibited here in the San Antonio area.
The large pieces are strewn about the entrance area and in the conservatory. For 10 years, the Art in the Garden program has placed local and international works throughout the garden's 38 acres.
We always think our garden is an artistic horticultural form, but having sculptural art as a wonderful complement is a good way to have a quality experience for our guests.
The Garagaza pieces were the new installations of the gardens, but a series of other artworks installed in October are also getting a lot of attention.
Diana Kersey has 77 art pieces inside the exhibit room and wonderful, colorful ceramics that are in and around all of our plants in the exhibit room. So sometimes it's confusing to see which ones are her ceramics and which ones are the real bromeliads and other plants in blooms.
He's not exaggerating. Many of the Kersey sculptures look a lot like blooms arching up for the sunshine. Others look like color-infused barrel cacti from a children's book.
Both Diana Kersey's exhibit and Rodrigo Garagaza's sculpture will be here until August the 12th.
Also on the near horizon for the Botanical Garden, their March 3rd opening of the Family Adventure Garden. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.